Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, reacting to Michigan's loss on the road to Penn State. A very, very tough loss to a team. Bottom of the Big Ten, obviously better than their record suggests they are, but one that, an opportunity to be in sole possession of first place, squandered with that loss. Definitely there are going to be some things that I'm sure John Beilein will emphasize on film. Charles Matthews already emphasizing before looking at the film. He said, we got punked. We gave up 12 offensive rebounds. We turned the ball over 12 times in this game. They're just, you can't do those things and expect to win on the road, period. I don't care if it's Michigan State or Penn State. Wherever you go, stats like that are going to be costly for you. And they were costly for Michigan last night. And so when you look at the biggest reasons they lost that game, and you appointed at those stats, the foul trouble for Iggy. You give Lamar Stevens credit for having an outstanding first half. The guy was a load to handle. He owned the first half of that game and really helped give them a pretty good cushion, a cushion that was eventually expanded by the ejection of John Beilein for the first time. His first ejection is at Erie Community College. So he hasn't even been ejected
in Division I basketball.
In Division I basketball, man. Come on, man. That ought to tell you something. If you're the guy, whatever the guy's name is that threw him out last night, that ought to tell you something. That in 40 years, and in all his time in Division I college basketball, he hasn't been thrown out. And it was about doing what I think a lot of times you'll see coaches before the half, they're really going at it with the refs about a call. And this call actually happened right before the break where you have a guy who de-cleats a player. Now, there's nothing wrong. I said this earlier in the show. Nothing wrong with a screen that knocks a guy off his feet. That is fine if it's not moving. If that screen isn't moving.
It's the same as a charge call. Like a block charge call would be treated the same way. You need to be set and you can't lean into the guy.
You can't lean in.
And he actually did both. He wasn't set and he gave him a shoulder.
So you're arguing that call. First tech. Okay. I said, why are you giving the tech for talking about that heading to the locker room? But okay, you gave him the first tech. But the second one? Come on, dude. So you eject John Beilein. He's not available for the second half. And then, of course, they have the four free throws, three of which they make. That is a 5-point swing that impacts the game. Doesn't lose Michigan the game, but it impacts the game.
I would have liked to have seen the game that we deserve, the second half we deserve to see, and really the second half that Michigan deserved to be a part of, was one that started with the score 38-27 and John Beilein on the sideline. And that second half, I would have liked to have seen it. Now, what we saw, obviously, and so we get back to Michigan had their worst performance of the Big Ten season, and maybe of the entire season, but they might have played worse against a lower opponent that they just happened to beat because they're better than. But it's their worst performance of the Big Ten season. But we would have liked to have seen that version of the second half, starting at 38-27 with John Beilein on the sideline, because I would have liked to have seen how they came out of the gates after that and what the difference could have been. But we never had a chance to see it.
Yep. 734-998-1050. Let's go to Massachusetts and talk to Derek. Derek, you're on the Michigan Insider. What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. The game last night, I took some larger impressions from it. Unfortunately, looking at the remaining schedules and with Michigan State's win at Wisconsin, it looks very, very difficult that we will either win, certainly, or frankly even share the co-Big Ten title after that loss, if you look at all the remaining schedules. The bigger picture for me, though, is that, we're 5-3 in our last eight. And when I look at the team over those games, I see two glaring issues. One is they do not have a leader, per se. There's many times in these games where I've said, boy, I wish we had Mo. I really wish we had Mo and his energy and his scoring ability. That seems to be lacking.
So,
and then second, I'm sorry?
I guess I'm just stuck with your belief. So you watch Michigan play and you don't see a leader on the floor?
I see a leader with Simpson, but I don't see a scoring leader. Big difference. I don't see somebody who wants the ball in crunch time like Mo did. And that's the difference to me. And more importantly, I see they seem to be, and I can't tell you when this started, but it was a few weeks ago. They seem to be reverting back to a lot of the old Beeline teams where they're simply just taking three-pointers, and they're early on in the season, they were getting a lot of easy baskets, a lot of baskets where they get layups, underneath cuts, really utilizing screens, and they're not now. And perhaps teams are adjusting, but I'll hang up and listen to your thoughts on that.
Okay, so Michigan, absolutely. I guess I was a little stuck with the first one. Their undisputed leader of this team is Xavier Simpson. They feed off him, his energy, his emotion, his attitude. I don't think leadership is an issue. I think you see it also from Charles Matthews as well. You saw it from him and heard it from him after the game and talking about what happened in that contest. Are they as offensively versatile as they were last year? No. I mean, they aren't as adept a three-point shooting team as they were last year. And I think that's the thing that you point to the most. I mean, and Mo, you had a really bad matchup for most teams they faced at that spot. Very few teams could deal with a guy who could shoot it, who could put it on the deck. Who could do a little with his back to the basket as well. And, oh, wait, he's 6'11 to boot. I mean, that's a tough offensive matchup, and that is a go-to. That's a go-to guy. Offensively, do they have guys on this team that shy away from that moment? No. Jordan Poole is not shy about taking shots. He's not knocking them down right now. But it's not like they don't have a guy willing to take that shot. They don't have a guy that wants that opportunity. They have a few guys that want that. Ignas Brasdeikis is not shying away from that shot. Now, he wasn't really available as often as you would have liked him to be last night because of foul trouble. And in a couple of the games that we were talking about, you mentioned the last eight, foul trouble has been an issue. So last night, foul trouble for Iggy. Iggy had foul trouble against Wisconsin. John Teske had foul trouble against Iowa. And what that exposes is, in my opinion, and something that I've been talking about all season, and most people have been talking about all season, is their bench. So Michigan's bench depth hasn't really been established to the point that is going to need to be established, in my opinion, for them to go as deep as we are. As many of us think they're capable of going. So I will point to those things. And to your, I guess, when you talk about their offensive effectiveness or lack thereof lately, of course teams are going to play them better now. Not only are you dealing with teams later in the season, and so they have really been able to scout you, but now you're dealing with teams that don't just have the benefit of seeing you over the course of the season. They have the benefit of seeing you over the course of some years. So they don't just have your personnel scouted. They have your system scouted, too. It's always tougher in league. Even against teams that you might have more talent than, it's the familiarity that often is an equalizer when you get in league play. You get out of league, teams that aren't as familiar with you. I mean, you get in the tournament. I mean, that's one of the factors, one of the reasons why, you see some teams, man, get knocked off in some games in the league. You can't figure out, what the heck happened? How did they lose to Penn State? Back in 2013, Michigan lost to Penn State in Happy Valley. I'm not saying that to to point out, hey, you know, last night wasn't a bad loss. It was a bad loss last night. Even with Penn State being better than their record suggests. But offering a little perspective here, it's, you know, I don't think it means Michigan is in dire straits. I think it does mean that some of the flaws that we have been lamenting for weeks now, you know, are coming more home to roost, and that they are going to have to do a good job here down the stretch of trying to infuse some confidence in some of those reserves. So if and when they find foul trouble again, they find themselves in a predicament like last night, where, you know, I think Michigan, and this, I haven't talked to anyone about this, I think they would have liked to play, you know, Matt do the small ball for small ball thing a little more. But with Iggy's side, you can't do that as much as maybe you would have liked when Iggy is in foul trouble.
Sam, especially when you get to this time of year, every team has flaws. I mean, every once in a while you have a team that doesn't, but every team in America has flaws. The key is, how do you mask them, or how do teams attack them, right? Duke is not a very good outside shooting team. Teams give them more shots. They happen to have good games from the outside like they did against Virginia. They win the game. Michigan's issues really are two things more than anything else, right? Depth and three-point shooting being down from what we're used to from a John Beilein team. Those two things. If they can mask those things, so stay out of foul trouble, and when Livers or whoever does come in and play, you get good production off your bench from your 1.5 or whatever
they have six and a half
right. So the 1.5 that comes off the bench, if you get good production out of the 1.5 off the bench, that can kind of mask that. But the key is really to stay out of foul trouble. And then you have games where you shoot the ball better. And maybe it's just getting guys out of slumps will help the 3-point shooting not get to, you know, to a point where they're top two or three in the league. We saw that graphic on TV last night, but just to be better than they were earlier in the year as you move forward. But those are Michigan's weaknesses, right? Those are the things that people are going to attack. So play zone, so don't let them attack the rim. Force them to shoot outside and maybe make them take a step further back. Be aggressive against them, try to get them into foul trouble, and do things to get the guys off the floor. That's what you're in February. Everyone's been scouted. Everybody knows what everybody does. You have to create new actions off of what people are doing to try to get you to catch you, you know, off guard. But everybody knows everybody's weaknesses at this point. It's how do you mask them? And so Michigan has to go moving forward in games coming forward. You have to mask them. Like Maryland, very young, inexperienced. How do you mask it? They feed the ball through Fernando, et cetera. You're going to see it on Saturday. Be athletic and don't worry about your youth. And if your youth takes over, you know, showing their signs, give the ball to Cowan. Like, every team's got a weakness. How do you attack it? Michigan State, they have weaknesses. Attack Ward, get him in foul trouble. Go at Winston. He's not a good defensive player. Attack teams' weaknesses and mask your own. That's going to be the key for the final six games of the season, of the regular season, for Michigan.
734-998-1050. Let's talk to Ariel in Detroit. Ariel, what's up?
Hey, what's up? You know what? I don't want to say that officiating costs this game, because there's other issues, as last call brought up. But to say that officiating is good in league play is not accurate. Matter of fact, what's more disturbing is how blatant some of these calls are. I don't know if it's rather incompetence or something else is going on, but it's bad, not just with Michigan, but every Big Ten game I've seen, and this is something that has to be addressed. And what concerns me is that there seems to be a lack of accountability with officials, and I don't think that's fair, because in everything, there's always accountability, and if you don't hold certain people accountable, they feel that they can do what they want and get away with it. That's not fair, and that's not right. Now, as far as Michigan basketball is concerned, I believe this team came in a bit overconfident, and it showed early on. I know we tend to have games like this, especially late in the year. However, Michigan cannot lose to teams like this. This is very unacceptable, and I think that's coaching. And I know John Beilein will definitely address it this week, because if they want to go far into the tournament, they cannot have games like this. If not, then don't get bounced in the first or second round. That's all I got to say.
Like I said, I think that the, you know, kind of the the introspection after a loss like this is already evident. It's important to look in the mirror with a loss like this, but it's also important to not make more of it than it is. I mean, Michigan is their third loss of the season. They're still in first place. You certainly, though, to your point, I don't know if it was overconfidence. I don't know if it was, being down before and just thinking that, hey, we'll be able to go to the well at the end, which is, I guess, another instance of or example of overconfidence. But, they weren't as dialed in. They weren't as dialed in as we've seen them be. That was evident in this game, and you heard Charles Matthews speak to that effect afterward. And I expect that to be an anomaly, like it has been all season. That's not this team, and so they'll look at it, and then I expect them to move on. To the bigger issue to me, because it'd be more of a problem to me if it was part of a pattern, but it's not. That's not how this team plays. And so I can look at that as an anomaly. What is a pattern? What's not an anomaly is, like we've been saying, they have to get into their bench, and every team is going to suffer some drop off. You just don't want it to be huge. And, Michigan is still in a position right now where they're trying to grow the production that they get off the bench. It's not always points. It's not always points. It could be a key rebound. Right, it could be a key box out that allows someone else to get a rebound. It could be, some good defense. But just being able to get, those kinds of contributions more from off your bench, still in search of that for the Maize and Blue. And then from a shooting perspective, are they going to be one of John Beilein's better 3-point? No, that's they're never going to be that. Can they be more efficient than they are right now? I think so. It's more hope and wish at this point than anything technical, because Michigan is I'm talking about and focusing on the good 3-point looks, not the ones that are jacks, right? Where you're a couple of feet beyond the 3-point line, or you cross a guy over and hop step and try to get a shot off. One of those. I'm not talking about threes like that. I'm talking about the legit open looks. You're shot ready. You got the ball. You clean look at the basket and you miss. And there have been shots like that for Michigan from beyond the arc of late that they haven't been able to knock down. So those are the ones that you look at and you say, man, I hope that they just start knocking those down at a higher clip. We're seeing Charles Matthews starting to do that. Hopefully that starts to happen for Jordan Poole as well, because while he was 7-for-16 from the field, which isn't a horrible shooting percentage, but he was 1-for-8 from 3-point land. And that, my friends, is an issue for this team. We got to get to a break. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket.